Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Tonight, we're discussing page 29 of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico. It is a night for revelations. Normally, I don't record these at night. I mean, sometimes I do, but usually a recording day is just that. It's a day. And I guess technically, like right now, it's kind of like the wee hours of the morning, but it's dark outside. What are the other circumstances of your podcasting situation, Chris? I'll tell you. Fine. I'll tell you. I've just eaten Taco Bell for breakfast, and it was not breakfast Taco Bell. It was regular Taco Bell for breakfast in the wee hours of the morning. And now I'm done with it, and I'm drinking a Red Bull right now, as we speak. Partly because I'm too lazy to make coffee, partly just to complete the vibe. I kind of wanted to elevate this bad choice of eating Taco Bell in the morning into an aesthetic. So anyway, there's a revelation. I eat Taco Bell for breakfast. Sub-revelation. I also drank Red Bull. On this page, Vampire Drama Club is in for a huge revelation. And don't be jealous, you also get a revelation today. You get to find out about some core dumb shit in this book that I've had to keep from you all this time, even though this is a cornucopia of goofy bullshit that's extremely fun and exciting and I wish I could have talked to you about earlier. So I am spoiling you with revelations today. Let's get to Vampire Drama Club and get to the big stuff. When last we left Vampire Drama Club, they'd gotten interested in the rumors of this guy, the Wanderer, who Marcus had heard a lot about on his magical mystery road trip to Vancouver. Marcus learned all kinds of rumors about the Wanderer that we talked about at the time, did a little more digging in the Denver area into the Wanderer. This brought him to the attention of Jefferton Leakey, the host of In Search For, who was like, you're on the wrong track, give it up. Also brought him to the attention of Anarch gang leader and Nazi shithead Marco, who's kind of like roaming around with his gang in the Denver area, unfortunately, who likewise was like, there is no The Wanderer, but also tell me where The Wanderer is. And it even brought Vampire Drama Club to the attention of Don Alonso de Vargas, the elusive NPC mentioned on one page of Alien Hunger, who finally did like call them into his vampire office to have a little vampire talk with them about what is all this business about The Wanderer then. This pretty much confirmed for them there was something up about The Wanderer. And so they turned to their old friend Mavis Jackson, the rare books expert, to try to get a lead on where they could find information about The Wanderer, who's rumored to have settled down somewhere in what was once the Mayan Empire. They got a lead that there was a local expert named Samuel Clearwater who they could turn to. So they set up an appointment with Samuel Clearwater. Might as well have put a fucking gun to his head. Obviously. We made an appointment with him. We show up. He's dead. Stabbed by a ceremonial dagger. Just like Angel Tony before him. Nobody can keep a fucking meeting with us. So you might think the revelation today is who killed Samuel Clearwater. But as we discussed yesterday, it actually doesn't matter. We're not even going to talk about it. What is interesting is what happens afterward. Vampire Drama Club is here. There's been this murder. They could just bounce, and maybe, you know, lesser player characters would. Everybody in Vampire Drama Club is kind of fucked up in some way. You know, Marcus is a real weirdo. Flash is a dumb guy with real bad impulse control. Teresa's extremely smart and like and low-key a conniver. A lot of masking happening with Teresa. And Sir Bloodworth, of course, is a fighter slash rogue. And just instinctively, when he sees a dead body, first thing that comes to mind, right? After years of practice, search the body, search the room. We don't waste corpses in this house. You always search for loot. And a good thing too, because there's something to find. Quote, if they take the time to search Clearwater's house, they, meaning Vampire Drama Club, will find a photocopied tract from a research book lying on the hall table. Clearwater copied this to give to the neonates when they arrived. There are two things on this copy that Clearwater printed out. The copied text from the book says, quote, cold is bone and iron thew, old when stone and earth were new, in chambers measureless and deep. The Wanderer sleeps his silent sleep, alone but not forgot. Beasts in man form guard their lord, eyes that watch by night. And then that's the end of the fragment. So, we know that beasts in man form guard their lord. That's the Wanderer. He sleeps in measureless and deep chambers. There are eyes that watch by night. Useful information for us later in the adventure. Clue number two, quote, scrawled beneath the fragment in Clearwater's handwriting is the notation, Wanderer equals Mictlan Tecutli. Gasp! Mictlan Tecutli! Who's that guy? To find out, let's go to the next section, further research. Quote, this should give the neonates something more on which to base their research. The next step might be for the neonates to hit the libraries or online data sources. It goes on to say that we're not going to have any trouble finding this stuff out. Quote, neonates with any skills that incorporate some research-related components, such as history, computer, investigation, etc., would be able to find in a library or online database the fact that the Mayans had a death god by the name of Mictlantecuhtli. This would require a skill check with a difficulty of 4. Well, we've got investigation in the group, we've got history in the group, we've got computer in the group. We're going to have no difficulty discovering that Mictlantecuhtli was a Mayan death god. And it says if we make another skill check with a difficulty of 5 this time, we'll find out that the description of the mythical god Mictlantecuhtli would seem to imply that he was based on a real guy, and that guy was a vampire. If we make yet another skill check, this time with a difficulty of 6, which once again we can make pretty easily, visiting our old friends at the Denver Public Library, your all-night convenient stop for dusty tomes and public phones, we can find out that, quote, the worship of the god Mictlantecuhtli was at its peak during the old empire of the Mayan civilization, and centered around the city of Tental in the Yucatan, the ruins of which have yet to be found. By the way, I don't know how often it's going to come up, but for the rest of the book, I'm going to be pronouncing Yucatan like I am firmly from Oregon, and not with its proper Spanish pronunciation, because I could maybe get the vowel sounds right, but I know I'm going to fuck up the emphasis, and I would rather pronounce it like an American than pronounce it in a way that sounds idiosyncratically wrong. Bonus revelation, state of my fucking Spanish. So anyway, I do appreciate this page making it easy for Vampire Drama Club to get all of these clues from the library. I don't appreciate this book requiring us to search a murder scene where it might make a lot of sense for us to leave right away. But, you know, we're motivated. We came here for information. The guy who was supposed to give us information was killed, so it does make sense that we would search the environment. So fair enough. I guess my only complaint on this page about this revelation, about this information, is that it is utterly wrong. Because the name Mictlantecuhtli is a reveal on this page, I didn't want to give it away before, just called him the Wanderer. And because I couldn't give it away, I couldn't explain at the time when this came up, and when we learned a little bit more back in the Wanderer section about Mictlantecuhtli's backstory, I couldn't talk then about how utterly wrong this is. So Mictlantecuhtli is an actual mythological figure, not Mayan. Mictlantecuhtli is Aztec. The language that the name Mictlantecuhtli comes from was not spoken at the place where canonically the Wanderer is. The time frame is all wrong. We're talking off by a whole culture and 1,000 years. This is the kind of thing I was talking about at the beginning of the book when I was saying I'm not sure we're in safe hands being introduced to the exotic element of Mayan culture by this author. This entire fucking book is about Mictlantecuhtli, who isn't even a Mayan god. Our faith in this book should be the same as if you opened up a World of Darkness source book and it had a big, moody, crosshatch picture of Mount Rushmore, and then in equally moody goth punk lettering, "Welcome to Mexico." So, I mean, the dumb thing about the big reveal on this page is that it's wrong, but also I want to point out that it's useless, because the only information we've received here, I mean, all we got was the name Mictlantecuhtli, which, you know, tells us that we're dealing with Mayan stuff, wrongly, but other than that, all that really tells us, the only clue that's here, is that this wanderer we've been hearing about, we now have a name to call him, and he is probably sleeping somewhere in the Yucatan, which is the size of Missouri, and has tons and tons of extremely low visibility jungle. So it's as though we found some kind of clue to a secret treasure that's located somewhere at an indoor location in the state of Missouri. Like, thank you. That's great. I'm glad I'm not out here making a fool of myself looking around in Arkansas for this treasure, but realistically, I can't search all of the indoor locations in Missouri. It almost is confirmation that I'm not going to be able to find this treasure, more than anything. This is like, let's not decide on Arkansas or Missouri for a vacation on the basis of this treasure. It's a non-factor. So this is pretty bad on the level of plot construction. Like, we've got a murder here that's pointless. It's a murder mystery, but who murdered Clearwater and why doesn't really matter. And we're in this scene to find a clue that doesn't really get us any closer to anything. But obviously, I can't pass up the fact that the central character in this book is based on the Mayan god Mictlantecuhtli, and Mictlantecuhtli isn't a Mayan god, but an Aztec god who has no connection to the culture or the characterization of the deity that we find in this book. So buckle in for this level of attention to detail from here on out. Fortunately for Vampire Drama Club, as so often happens in published modules, the fact that the clue trail basically dies here will not stop us from learning more, no matter how many NPCs the author has to throw at us. So join me next time for that on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.